Donna.
Hello, girl. I woke up like 10 minutes, maybe 10 minutes ago to check. I'm like, oh shit,
Okay.
did I miss it? I didn't even know that you had moved it back. I was like, oh
Oh,
shit, did I miss
yeah.
it?
Oh, you know what? You probably was asleep by the time in when we was in Church of Tours when I said that to you. You probably fell asleep at that point.
Girl, have me some food. Oh, sorry. Sorry, I'm in the
Oh, you
city still.
good? Oh, you all good.
Women tricked me to stay over here for the weekend. You know, like, okay. Just real quick. You know how I don't know why people feel like depression is like this one thing that you just kind of do things to get happy and then that's it. Like, I don't know if anybody, well, people who go through it understand, like it kind of ebbs and flows, you know what I'm saying? Like some days you're good and then some days it's just like it's just a constant effort, I guess, you know. And this weekend has just been no effort, like no effort for me at all. That poor William, he was trying to like make me happy. I'm just trying to tell him like it ain't you. It's just, you know, when I get to in this kind of mode, I don't like, okay, for instance, my charts, right? I finished the charts. The charts are finished, but I just didn't send them off. And something as simple as plugging up my computer, turning it on, you know, getting it where I need it to be to send it off just seems like too much. I just don't want to. I don't want to do that. It's hard to like explain that to people. So it's like, well, why don't you just do it? You know, it's just. But if I could just do it, I would just do it. But I don't know. So that could have been where I'm at this weekend.
That's 'cause a lot some people will mistake like depression for just being sad, and they're not the same thing.
Right.
Sadness is a symptom of depression, but that doesn't mean that just 'cause I'm sad, I'm depressed.
I'm depressed.
And it
Right.
also doesn't mean that just 'cause I'm depressed that I'm always sad. So a lot of people don't know the difference, and they don't ever ask for clarification, so they just combine the two like it's one thing.
It's hard.
Unfortunately. So then it
It
creates
is.
a
It's hard.
stigma. Yeah, and then it creates a stigma on people, and then that's when people feel embarrassed and they feel like they can't, their pride and their ego won't allow them to go actually get some real help to help them process through it. So they feel like, oh, I could do it on my own. But if you could do it on your own, you wouldn't still be feeling like you're feeling. It really could be a chemical imbalance in your mind, not just you feeling some kind of way. So not a lot of people look at it like that, unfortunately. So, yeah.
Right. But this I'm a, you know, I'm good. It's just been a struggle just to be motivated, to do pretty much anything.
Well, thank you for showing up for this. I appreciate it. I'm glad you showed up.
Yeah. Well, I mean, see, I took that nap. I
Yeah.
took that nap. I was like, I don't gotta do nothing but lay in the bed. I didn't have to do notes, you know, because it's like it's
Yeah.
the finale. So this is a little bit of more of a simpler show than the other ones.
True story, 'cause I rewatched it and then I realized like this really was a short episode.
Wow,
Like too
yes.
short. Like it was like a blink of an eye and it was done. You know, me and Twixie were just watching it on Rave. I was rewatching it while listening to Blex and Bis. I mean, Blex and Bis.
Blex
Bex.
and Bis.
Okay.
I like that.
So, check this. So, you know what you did that I didn't get to do?
You get a nap?
Girl, I ain't slept yet.
Oh, Lord. You better. Is this your last stereo show for today?
Officially my last stereo show, yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because all I'm
Yeah.
saying is, if you don't get no sleep soon, like,
I would stay off of stereo, like, because I don't know about nobody else, but when I hit that mark, especially when I'm like tired and haven't had no sleep, things can get real. Things can go real left.
Oh, no, Donna. When we get off here, I'ma call you and tell you how it went left after you left.
I always sleep through everything. Oh my god. Like,
let's just
let's just say
someone, if House of Machiavelli was a person, tried to come in and step into Juicy Couture's house and try to teach him how to do something.
Oh my god, what the
that
heck
was after you left. So yeah, we can talk about it later. Yeah, but in the meantime, in between time, shout out to y'all. We here for Legendary, the season finale. This is DMZ and Binge and Rewind. Queen Donna and myself, Eve Reed. We are recording this live on Stereo. So the fact that you're listening to us on another platform, that means you need to download Stereo so you can participate in real time. So shout out to that. Yeah, you could download Stereo on Android, iPhone. Make your profile, design your avatar. And then, look us up. And if you enter our rooms, read the room first before you just start requesting to get on and leaving messages and stuff. Read the room, okay? Read the room. All right, so season finale, season 3, Legendary. We had no guest judge this week. Nope. This was the shortest episode of the entire season. It was also the most, or I shouldn't even say the most. No, I can say the most uneventful episode of the entire season.
Okay? I concur.
It lacked a little luster for us. Just
yeah.
A little bit.
Okay, guys. It was still good, but it's just, my gosh. I don't know, just it fell flat with the time. And everything, then I would say, like, the format. I would have rather seen two team, you know, what do they call them? Catwalks? No, not catwalks. Mm-hmm. They don't call them catwalks. Whatever, you know, when they perform.
Which one?
Okay.
Oh,
just when
challenging?
They perform as a team. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd rather seen, like, two of those, like, them do two of those. Rather than them do one each and then have five battles.
That's what I thought they were going to do. That's what I thought. I thought we predicted that too last week. So I thought they were going to give us that. And they just did not.
No. One performance and then five battles. Like, why? Why? I didn't...
Filler.
Definitely filler. Because I just feel like, you know, to sit and have five battles, that's, you're leaving it up to each individual, right? To kind of win the competition. And the whole season, y'all been saying, this is a team. It's not a battle challenge. But in the finale, you made it pretty much a battle challenge. Like, I did not understand that at all. And it felt like they didn't have anything, really. Like, they just really didn't have, like, there was no ideas. Like, who, Kiki talk about somebody used all their best ideas in the beginning. It felt like Legendary used all their best shit in the beginning and then just let the finale just go blah.
Right. Because it didn't feel like as much of a production in this episode than any of the other ones. Like, currently we're rewatching episode 6 on Rave. And we're only 20 minutes into the episode and it's already given more than what we got in the season finale. So it's just like, what are we doing? What are we doing? You know what I'm saying? So for y'all... So to speed y'all up, the last two houses standing was House of Yamamoto, Yoji Yamamoto, and then House of Juicy Couture. And you know, we are definitely Team Juicy Couture. We had already predicted they was gonna win. We already knew that they was gonna win. They have been the top house the entire season. Entire season. Never at the bottom. A Kiki house. And their production has been phenomenal the entire season.
Yeah. They've only gotten better and better and better each time. Each time. Mm-hmm. So they were poised to win. They set themselves up so that it was theirs to lose. And when we get into it, I'll be surprised. I'm surprised because even though they were poised to win, how much that they won by surprised me. And like that close. I'm like, what?
Like, what were y'all doing? And can I just say, I'm gonna need, this is what I felt. I felt like Yamamoto's spirit was over, like they celebrated their spirit and it overshadowed the execution of their performance. And I was like, what are we doing?
Yeah.
What are we doing? That was Yamamoto potential don't performance. Compare.
Yes.
No.
They don't compare though. They don't compare. So I didn't understand. How that even worked out that way. But I don't know if you want to play those messages and then we can go over, because who performed first? Yamamoto performed
Yamamoto. First. And you know what? See, remember when we spoke, I don't know if it was last week or the week before, but I said that I felt like production was being shady and how they were letting different houses go in a certain order. Remember? Mm-hmm. And this is exactly what I'm talking about, because think about it. Why would you not have your best performer be the anchor of the show? They do it with comedy sets. They do it with concerts. And Juicy is the anchor of the show. So, of course, Yamamoto will go first.
Right. But and if they were going to do anything, I think they should have done challenges first, then the battles first, then. And then the actual performances, because when they did that, it got, I wasn't as hyped. I wasn't, you know, hyped during the battles. And then right after the battles, it's okay. Now let's see who won. Like what?
Yeah. I was bored across the board. That's what I got. I wasn't tens. It was just bored across the board by the time it got to that part. Cause it's kind of like going to Disney World and then going to Disneyland. I was unimpressed. I was like, okay, now what?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've been giving it
was anticlimactic.
Oh, yes, I'm still waiting
for you to turn up on stage. Like I can't. It just is too. It's too
like,
late.
Is there like a bonus? Like, are they gonna like next week drop some bonus show?
Like, are we gonna have a reunion episode or something? Is that what's happening? Is that what we're doing? This is all you giving us? And you didn't even have the. Let me tell you something, HBO Max. Okay, let me tell y'all something, HBO Max. Laomi, I love you and your Laomi. Okay, 40 minutes. 40 minutes. I felt like you cheaped us out and you put $40 on the table and said here and left. I feel a little cheated.
Unacceptable. Yeah. Now they was all looking great. I will say
gorgeous.
That. Everybody gorgeous. Was looking great.
Almost, you know what? So you like my pink, I'm channeling what Laomi wore in the pink. Okay, she had pink and brown on because I was going back and forth between Laomi and Law, but I feel like I've been channeling my inner Law for the last couple weeks. And on top of that, I was doing a little reading today. And as you say in your words, I took people on a field trip to the library. So I ain't feel like I wanted to do that. I wanted to give, you know, femme right now. You know what I'm saying? You know, so yeah. And I like your hair.
Yes, girl. I decided to do just like a little bit of Butch Queen-ism. But just, you know, very simple because the show was so simple. It wasn't a big production.
Oh, the shade. Oh, the shade. Even to the even to your attire. Okay, the shade. I'm here for that. So shout out to the shade, because y'all did have an episode called Hot in the Shade, and we finna shade y'all. Okay, this was not enough
at all. This was not enough. I don't feel like anybody carried, really and truly. Even my faves, they seemed a little tired. They seemed a little tired at the end.
You know what? So here's my thing, right? I feel like the fact that Yamamoto went first, I feel like Juicy was like, we ain't really got to work that hard. So,
yeah, I agree with that.
The performance wasn't dope, but when you already see your competition, when you already know you performing at a 20 and your competition has been consistently performing at a 10 and they go first, you ain't gotta perform at a 20. You could perform at a 15, a 12 even, and still look like you was doper than me. What I was finna say. Oh shoot, I forgot. Never mind.
Okay. I forgot. That's how forgettable it was, y'all. That was how forgettable it was.
That's how forgettable it was.
But they seem like they had ran out of a little bit of gas in the performance part. Now, when we get to the battles, I'll be honest. Well, when we get there, I'll say what I feel about the battles.
How about we do what they should have done, and let's talk about the battles first.
Yes, I agree.
Let's show them how to produce the show.
Because those battles, honey. Okay. You want me to play these messages?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. We're going to play y'all messages, and then we're going to go over the battles. It was five battles, individual battles, okay? Mm-hmm. And they all had to do five, like, things of ballroom. So what do we have?
Catwalk. Catwalk. You had hand performance. Duck walk, floor performance, and spin and dips.
Spins and dips. And floor performance, right. Okay, so we'll get through it, y'all. HD?
How you doing, ladies? Hope you're doing all right today. I was just flipping through, and I heard y'all talking about depression and stuff like that, and therapy, hopefully, you know, seeking help to assist whoever needs it in... You know, when you're in that state of mind, you know? I'm definitely feeling like that today. And sometimes I do. Not all the time. It just sucks, you know? But we keep it pushing. We keep our heads up. I just wanted to say hello. Hope y'all doing all right today. Peace, love, and positivity.
Hello, HD. That was nice. That's pleasant.
Mm-hmm. I'm afraid to play this message, but we'll see. Slutty vegan.
How y'all doing? I've been watching Legendary since it came out. Do y'all agree with me or not? I think season 2 was one of the better seasons than season 1 and 3. I just felt like with this season right here, it was a little bit lazy, in my opinion. Yes. I didn't get the thrill as I should have with season 2. But I want to hear your thoughts.
I think season two was great.
I think season two was great. I think that as far as season 3, I feel like there were some houses, and we discussed this kind of in some other episodes, that just, it's like they couldn't find no houses to come, you know, and be on Legendary. And it was like, I do think some of the... houses were very lackluster. I mean, House of Machiavelli, they should not have ever been there to begin with.
They should have been gone a long time ago.
They definitely should have made it to no semifinals. Okay?
Absolutely not.
So, I do. I think Keke Palmer brought the dryness in with us, darling. Like, baby.
And hopefully she don't come back next season and bring it back. I'm just saying.
Oh my God. Oh yeah. I hope not. It's just,
please don't do that.
We just need somebody else. I like, listen, I don't have a problem with Keke Palmer, but for Legendary, at first I was excited when I first seen her come out, right? Because she does all these, if you guys follow her, like on Instagram or Facebook or anything, she's very like, does a lot of characters, right? So people who do like a lot of characters and stuff, you know, like, okay, they're all about the drama. And I thought she was going to bring that to Legendary, you know, but instead of giving me Legendary, she was giving me like American Idol Simon Cowell type. You feel what I'm saying? Like,
yeah. Okay, girl,
like, you are not versed in ballroom. That's not your, you know what I'm saying? Like, that ain't your fucking thing. Mm-hmm. So the fact that she was trying to, the way she was critiquing and stuff, like, baby, you here for fun. Everybody got their little thing that they supposed to be. Like, she was too critical for me to be an actress.
First sitting up there talking about, you know, I live for the drama. I'm here for the drama. So are we, and you're not giving it. So why are you here?
At all. And it's like, okay, y'all, okay, is it me, Eree? Or did you notice toward the end that Keke kind of turned it up a little bit on the cursing, a little bit on the shade, throwing a little bit,
and
trying
did,
to read a little
and,
bit,
and,
or whatever.
And did.
They was giving her fucking notes, nigga. They was giving her notes.
And
she
was
getting critiqued. I promise you she was.
She was, because you know what it was? She got her footing when she had that little one-liner in, I think, like, episode 7 or something.
With Law. Whatever. He's so tired, yeah. Law.
You so tired, Law. Yeah. Oh, we still talking about that?
Right.
Look, you should have came in on episode 1 giving reads, okay? Instead of sitting up there trying to be kumbaya and let's all sing and roast marshmallows and have a sing-along. Like, no.
This is season three.
Legendary season 3, $100,000 on the line, and
right,
you sitting up there giving out critiques and sympathy points. Like, no, it's potential. You have potential.
Right. Like, I think they need a, because did she get him somebody like a 10 one time? Because she feel like they need some confidence or whatever. You don't get nobody no 10 because you feel like they need some confidence. Like, what are you talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Toward the end, when she did get into with Law about Machiavelli, now, I'm with you when you're right. Nah, she was right about Machiavelli. Like, look, this is the storyline and all this stuff, and this stuff has run dry. She said, the storyline has run stale, is what she said. And
yeah.
I've been
down. You know what? I rewatched that episode, you know what it reminded me of? It reminded me like she was doing a scene in a movie.
Yes.
Because the way she said it, like she wrote that down and she was like, has run stale. Like, y'all, the twang in her voice was like she went from a California girl to now I'm from Alabama in the woods. Has run stale. Like, it's just, why are you talking like that? You ain't been talking like that. Why are you talking like that now? But you know what? Hey, she was there for the drama. That was her purpose. Her purpose. And so that's what it is. And then, as y'all know, Laomi was there, as she is the originator and creator of the 360 dip, which was also one of the challenges in this, you know, in one of the episodes. So she's there because she is ballroom when it comes to that. Law focuses on fashion. She is legendary ballroom. And then Law focuses on the fashion, right? And then Jamila is supposed to focus on the overall production. And then the guest celebrity judge, they just supposed to be the tiebreaker and sit there and look cute. So they didn't have
like
a celebrity judge. Yeah, they're like a fan of the show. So they didn't have a celebrity guest judge for this final episode. So it was just the four. And just like they did in the episode where there was no elimination and the the houses performed and the points was given at the end, they did the same thing in this final episode where the houses performed, they held on, and then they battled, gained their little points, their 5 points or whatever, and then they announced the winner at the end. So, you want to go? You want to talk about the battle, or you want? Oh wait, we should play those.
I want 3 more, yeah. And then we're gonna go. We're gonna talk about the battle. So, do you know who? Do you have the order of the battle, or like the against who and who? Who went against?
Okay,
who?
So for catwalk, I didn't grab that one. I didn't grab catwalk, but I grabbed the duck walk because that was Devo in Brooklyn. So yeah, I got that one. And then I got the gold, the floor performance, because you know that was back with the Femme Queen battle again between Golden and Lolita. Right?
Did they do catwalk or did they do runway?
Nah, so Golden and Lolita did floor performance. Devo and Brooklyn did duck walk. Dio, I forget who did the other spin and dip from Juicy. And then I didn't even write down the catwalk because the catwalk was lackluster.
I know who that was. That was Father Day Day and Mother, whatever her name is. We're going to call her Yami Moto.
Oh, Aoki. That's right, because the parents did that one. That's right, Aoki. Right. And then... Oh, no, I'm sorry. Correction. The hand performance was the Femme Queen battle. So those two went back at it again. Because that was
wasn't it Luce and Lolita?
Luce and Lolita, yeah. And then Lolita gave her the finger at the end. Huh?
I said, or did Lolita do floor performance? Okay, here, you know what? Play these messages. I'm gonna let me pull up Legendary real quick.
Okay. Oh snap, what up? Okay, I'll go to the phone. Follow it.
Hello, ladies. Just so you know, I was a little curious about what y'all think is about. Just got here. I am poet. The poet, however you want to say it, doesn't really make a difference to me. But when I'm famous, I'm just curious. Will y'all remember me? You know, letting y'all know that I'm gonna be famous one day. Or y'all can care less. Y'all can care less is okay, I don't mind. You know, but I'm still going to do what I gotta do to shine and become the person that I'm meant to be, you know. But until that time comes, just remember the poet was here and I said that I would be famous one day. And I told you, it was me. But you know, it be what it be, and I'm always be me. They call me the poet, and in time the whole world will see.
Well, they call me E. Reed, and they call this beautiful lady over here Queen Donatella. And this is a show about Legendary, not about you being famous, not unless you've been on Legendary. You know how to do a spin and dip?
What? What did I miss?
What?
Who said they was famous? What?
No, he said he gonna be famous, and he want to know if we gonna remember him.
Oh,
when he becomes
okay.
famous, but in the same breath said he don't care if we remember him or not. So I'm trying to bring it full circle because we are actually creating content and trying to ask him if he's famous for doing spin and dips.
Oh, okay. Because we love spins and dips.
We love spins and dips. Oh, can you do hand performance?
Girl. Okay, so it was Kamaya and Luce. Lolita did floor performance.
Okay, so that was the catwalk or the hand gesture?
That was hand performance. So catwalk was how we said Dede and Yoshi Yamamoto. What's her name? What's the mother?
Oh, Aoki.
Aoki.
Dede mother and Aoki.
And Father Dede. They did catwalk. And then next, it was Luce and Kumaya for hand performance.
Okay.
And then the duck walk was next, and that was Brooklyn. And what's his name?
Devo.
And then it was floor performance with Lolita.
And Golden.
And then it was spins and dips.
And I only got Dio. I didn't catch the second name.
Dio's on Juicy, right? I I'll get it after we talk. That's the last one, but we'll get it. Okay. I'm gonna play. Y'all can leave your messages. Dang. Okay, let me hear from Pooh Grizzly real quick.
What's up, ladies? You know, hey, Donatella. I saw you already, E-Read, so. Hey, girl.
Hey, Pooh. Hey, Pooh.
Hello, E-Read and Queen Donatella. Right. How are you two lovely ladies doing this fine hour? And is that Bryce?
I think that is Bryce. What's up, Bryce?
Hello. Okay, you guys, let's get into the first battle here real quick, okay? Mm-hmm. So it was against the house mother and father, okay? Mm-hmm. Day-Day was just ready. He's everything to me. It's like, Day-Day is everything to me. And even though Mother Aoki, you know, like she loves to say she's a legend too in ballroom and all of that, he ate her ass up to me. Like, I can't even really tell you what she did because I was so focused on him the entire time. He ate that shit up. He was ready. And I just enjoyed every little part of it. I can't even tell you what Mother Aoki did. She wasn't bringing nothing new. I know that.
Hold on a second.
And this was her favorite. This was her favorite, people. Don't let her lie to y'all. Because that Yoshi Yamamoto was her favorite.
You know what? I wish I had a pillow because I throw it at you. Check your messages on here on stereo. Correction. They were not my favorite house. I just liked them. I liked them. I liked them. Okay? That was it. I liked them. But they was not my top house. My top houses was Juicy and Revlon. Okay? The International House. I only liked them. And now I don't.
Okay. Well, what did you think of their performance?
Hold on. What did I think about their performance? And I cannot type and talk at the same time.
You're sleepy.
So I am sleepy. We pushed in probably close to like almost 40 hours at this point. So
get it together.
I know, and I still gotta get dressed after this and go to across town. So for the catwalk, Day-Day and Aoki, I agree with you. Day-Day, I felt like, ate the floor way more than Aoki did. But again, this is what I don't like about Aoki. This is why I say I liked them and not I liked them anymore. Because I know it's the battle. I know this. But I noticed in the last battle, when they were going head-to-head, that she was doing very distracting moves, like she getting ready, to hit somebody. You know what I'm saying? Like it wasn't giving me like I'm challenging you battle. It was giving me like we could take it to the street battle.
Right.
And I didn't appreciate that, because where's the art in that? You're not keeping it ballroom for me. And the other thing was that she did that even then. And that's why I was glad when they got to the next battle, you know, and Kamaya did what she did to lose. Because it was almost like, Aoki, you did what you did to Day-Day. Now watch what Kamaya finna do to lose.
And it was artistry, though, the way Kamaya did it. And
it was artistry.
We're going to get to that because I got a lot to say about that. But, Day-Day won. Day-Day won. And I think it was appropriate, right? He won. What did he get? Like 3-1? Because I don't know what's going on with Law and Yoshi Yamamoto. I really feel all of it was sympathy towards Yoshi Yamamoto in the finale. I'm sorry. Because I feel like y'all know that Yoshi Yamamoto don't even compare. They're not even close to the production quality and just the entertainment value that Juicy Couture gives. period. Mm-hmm. So, like, a lot of these split votes, I ain't understand that shit. I'm sorry. I didn't understand that shit at all. But, yes, they won. They got their 5 points for that, okay? Day-Day killed it, and then he won. Okay, so then it was next was hand performance, baby.
And if y'all remember when we talked about the last hand performance where Juicy Couture killed it from beginning to end, and they did that clap thing at the end, and then they blew him away, like clap clap, you know what I'm saying?
Oh my god, I'm like, y'all, I love hand performance. It's right up there with duck walk and cat walk for me. Kamaya, baby, when I say it was just like art, a hand performance is all about telling a story. And one of the judges made the comment, I think it was Kiki, that Kamaya just seemed, honey, like so unbothered, honey, like, why are you even here? Like, I felt that. In my soul, she ate loose up. I'm sorry. She wiped the floor with loose. It was all so fucking graceful and like fluid. Every move that she did with her hands and her arms, it just all just kind of melted and flowed into the next move, honey. And she was giving you face the whole fucking time. I was just like, oh my god. Lou seemed like she was over there in a panic, like, honey, she was trying too hard. She did not seem confident at all to me, at all. And you looked like you were fighting for your house's life. And like I said, and Kamaya just seemed like, baby, we already have this. I have this in the bag already. Mm-hmm. I watched that over 3 times. I'm not going to lie to you. I watched that over 3 times before I could even move on to the next one. I feel like the judges, I feel like she almost got, wait a minute. Yeah, I feel like she almost got robbed. Okay. I don't feel like it should have even been close. I think it should have been Kamaya for across the board.
Yep. They already know what she can do because she was the lead when they did the hand performance in the other battle. So the fact that you already know what she can do, you already praised her, you already know she's going to kill it, and you already said she was given face and was fierce and focused. So why is it that when she does it again, but she's solo, y'all going to give anything to Yamamoto?
Right.
That's
Yamamoto deserves not one vote. Loose wasn't even close, girl. Like, that just wasn't even fair.
No, it wasn't. And they tried it. They really did. And so the way I put in my notes, I said Juicy got nasty, respectfully.
It was nasty, wasn't it?
It was nasty, respectfully. Because she flipped him off at the end. You know what I'm saying? I was here for that. I ain't gonna hold you. I was here for that. I thought that was entertaining.
All of it. It was beautiful. And that right there, in a show where I wasn't that excited up until that point, that excited me. I wish I could have did like live reaction with you because that excited me. Okay,
why you didn't say nothing? And you know we could have did a show with live reaction.
Girl, because all y'all would have been heard me do is go, oh my God. It's like, that's how that was. Like, whoo. If y'all have not seen that part, I mean, I know Slutty Vegan, you said you've watched them all. So feel free, as we're kind of going through these battles, to kind of just give, you know, your view on who you feel like won the battle or not. But so far, I think 2 for 2. And I think it was deserving on both ends, in the first battle and in this hand performance battle, for sure.
Yeah, I agree. I just wasn't given what I thought it was going to be given. So the next one, next battle was Duck Walk. That's with Devo and Brooklyn. And we know Brooklyn killed it.
He got robbed.
Tour last week. I agree with you. He did get robbed. And I thought, you know what? This is why, this is the other thing that I, why I felt like it was sympathy votes. I feel like because they know Brooklyn is shining and they know that he's already there, that's why they gave it to the other house, because the other house is not, it does not, is not equivalent to Juicy. So yes, you're going to go up against Brooklyn. We know Brooklyn is better than you. Let's give you a participation vote. That's what that was. That was participation vote.
Straight up.
That wasn't off no performance. Because how Brooklyn, Brooklyn did that in heels. Thin heels. Not thick heels. Not clog heels. Not the block heel. Stiletto little short stiletto heels. Okay? The other, Devo had on tennis shoes. He had on tennis shoes.
And Devo was giving us, Devo was giving us duck walk. Now, he definitely was giving us duck walk. He definitely was giving us, you know, acrobatics, if you want to call them athletics. But it, like, for me, Brooklyn was on a whole nother level. Once again, he was, and one of the judges said, like, I feel like you're giving us something. It was law. He goes, I feel like you're giving us something that I ain't never seen before. And I don't see how you say that and then still vote for Yamamoto. Like, I thought for sure he was going to vote for Brooklyn. Brooklyn won that challenge. Period. And he was robbed. And I agree with you when you say you feel like it was like more they were trying to kind of give it. They know like Brooklyn is there already. I feel like it was almost like of I don't even want to call it, but like humble him vote type situation, you know, which that's not what this is about. If it's supposed to be battle for battle, he won the battle. He gave you duck walk, and he gave you innovative duck walk is what he gave you.
Yep. Cause what he do that little looked like he was churning butter or something with his legs and then kicking them from side to side.
And then
he did the little kick swoop thing with his legs all across the stage and then came back full circle.
It was like, oh my gosh, it was beautiful. And I didn't understand it. It pissed me off, you know, that it wasn't even at least a tie. Oh, and you guys with the tie. So like if it's a tie, they just give both houses 5 points. If it's a tie. So I feel like at the very least that could have been a tie, because did Brooklyn get one vote or did they all vote for Yamamoto?
Brooklyn got one vote.
One vote.
Brooklyn got one vote. And yeah, because by the time Brooklyn got her vote, Yamamoto already had three.
Two. Okay. Yeah. Yeah,
and because if you notice, Brooklyn had her arms crossed when they were by the time Laomi had got to critiquing her, and Laomi is the one that gave it to Brooklyn.
As she should. I don't see how nobody else gave it to freaking Yamamoto, but whatever. I just don't feel like, you know, I don't know. I just feel like he's young and stuff like that, and I feel like that's what they were looking at more so than what he did on the stage. And I was disappointed.
Yeah, I agree. It wasn't fair at all. No.
He got robbed, for sure.
This is the other thing I put in my notes. Brooklyn, I felt like the other part, though, that what they probably saw on stage when they were giving Brooklyn's critique, because Brooklyn looked like as if she was overthinking it just a little bit. Which is why she probably did the moving her legs across the stage with the side sweep kick thingy that she was doing. You know what I mean? And then Devo just looked like he was having fun.
Yeah.
So yeah. I think that could have been the turning point because, you know, we're used to seeing, you know, Juicy having fun and just always doing their thing.
Right.
You want to send him a couple messages?
Yes, please. Yeah, please. Thank you.
You want to play a couple messages? Sorry.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, please. Thank you. Hold on. I'll be right back.
And also, I'm familiar with the ballroom culture. For some reason, when the judges are going at it, I like that. But the host, Deshaun, he kind of like try to stop them from doing that. But like, that's what ballroom is. And this season, I was very disappointed. Hopefully next season they bring it. I don't know.
Yeah, I agree with you. Yes. Oh, Slutty Vegan, what is your opinion on the fact that they dropped 3 episodes per week and they only gave us 1 for the finale? And the fact that the last one was only 40 minutes. What's your opinion on that? Because that sucks.
I'm sorry, y'all. I'm looking at this last performance.
Oh, yeah, take your time. Here goes Steady V.
Oh, I agree. Kiki, no, don't bring her back. I want to see Dominique come back. Because when she was going at it with Law, I was here for it. I was here for
all of that.
Now, I don't know why they thought Kiki was a great judge, but no. Mm-mm. Don't bring her back, please.
Please don't bring her back. I agree. Please
do
not bring my bag.
Oh, okay, see. I remembered my question. But hey, y'all, what's up? So hey. Let me ask y'all, because y'all know I'm late to the party. That, I think I'm going to change my name to that, a.k.a. Miss Late to the Party. But so because it was a finale, right, do y'all think that they should have allowed the ties so both of them can get the points, or do you think that they should have had a tiebreaker because it was the finale?
I still think they should have had a tiebreaker.
Yeah, I do feel like they should have had, I know they didn't want like no guest judge because it is the finale, but I feel like you've made it so that a lot of guest judges have had the opportunity to really kind of shape, you know, the competition. Really and truly, so why not have it at the end? I feel like there should have been tiebreaker.
I agree. Twixie baby.
Wait, when he was doing the kicks, did I see that right? He kicked over that that other guy's head when he came back. He kicked over his head, right? Because that's when I was just like, wait a minute, hold up, what the fuck? Yeah, that shit was lit. I don't understand how they gave it to the other one.
Yep, that's what happens. Yep, that was Brooklyn who did that kick over the head. So yeah, and I feel like that's what I feel like Juicy felt like they had to do stuff like that because Aoki was good for that. Not her kids, but she was. And I know that they got to be, you know, all in your face and stuff like that when they battle. From the battles that I've seen, you know, online. But it's just like, bruh, like, wait a minute. Like, you look like you trying to really slap me for real, though.
Girl, okay? Okay?
Oh, snap.
Okay, y'all, I'm done with it. I was looking at the last part of the dips and spins. They killed it on these dips and spins. I ain't going! I'm sorry, y'all listening to me, like, looking at the shit, so, oh, my God. I'm feeling it. Okay. Oh, I'm sorry, because it was that last move that, I forgot his name from Juicy. He went kind of back and kicked back and dipped. Oh. Like in a backwards motion. Oh my God. Uh-huh. Okay.
So the next battle was for performance. What Golden and Lolita. Mm-hmm. That was the first tie. So both houses got 5 points. to with, their houses.
I agree with Law and I agree with Laomi. I feel like one person gave you a floor performance
and one person was giving gave you siren. Clint.
Right. Mm-hmm. And it was not Clint. I mean, it was not floor performance. Like, you can give us, like they said, we ain't trying to take nothing away from you. You know what I'm saying? She was giving pussy galore, as they stated. And she was. But that was not the category. And just because you were doing it on the floor does not make it a floor performance.
Mm-hmm. That part. So, because I was like, what is this, a striptease? Like, what are you doing?
Right. Like, Lolita was giving you, I thought the whole point of, like, floor performance, right, in voguing is, like, basically giving you pose and angle and, you know, different things on the floor. You should be able to take stills, right, of what you're doing on the floor. And, you know, Golden just was not giving that. Yeah. And, the you know, when Kiki and Jamila gave her their vote, you know, because it was sexy, because that's all they said was that it was sexy.
Uh-huh.
And it was another, to me, like, even though it ended up in a tie and they both got points, it just was a situation where Yamamoto did not deserve to get points.
Not at all. Like, this, what I didn't understand was, based on what we've already seen them do, like, why would you even think to give Yamamoto that? Again, participation points, not out of skill set, participation points. You know what I mean? Like, oh, we just gonna give them points to get in points because we already gave them enough points in the first challenge. You see what I'm saying? Like, nah. I mean, the first challenge when the houses danced against each other. So, no, I didn't appreciate that at all. I didn't think it should have been a tie. I don't think Yamamoto did what needed to be done. And that's no shade, but, you know, if it's a little shady in a hot area, then it is.
I just felt like, why throw out all of the critiques and things that y'all was giving and what y'all was saying y'all wanted throughout the entire competition, and then y'all get to the end and you guys give participation points to Yamamoto, you know? You guys, during the battles, you know, oh, I don't feel like that was voguing and this was the challenge. You didn't give this, but you go ahead and let them tie when Yamamoto didn't give you floor performance. I just don't see. I don't get it.
Now, you know who would have killed this challenge and it would have been way more entertaining?
Oh, Revlon?
You already know. If they hadn't lost gas in the last two episodes, I swear that would have been everything.
That would have been everything. To watch them all battle, oh my God. Like, each battle, I can see each one of them giving us what we need for each battle. And it would have been close, probably. Each time.
That part.
But you know, they let other people decide as to who was gonna be in the finale. And it is what it is. I can't wait till we get to their performance because I got some stuff to say about that.
All right, so that was floor performance. The next and final battle of the season between the two houses of Juicy Couture and Yoji Yamamoto was the spin and dips, and that was with Dio. And did you get the other person?
Oh shit.
She got excited about the spins. She got distracted.
See, look. Hold on. I'm about to tell y'all who it is. Hold on, give me.
He got distracted, right? All right. Hold on. I'm going to play Slutty V.
Okay, I thought I was the only one who, like, why are they dropping so many episodes in 1 week? I thought they dropped one episode per week, but yeah, I don't know. Maybe they were trying to rush stuff this season. I don't know. But I ain't like that. Because then people was not caught up, and then you reading on social media what's going on. It was just a whole mess.
It was just too much at one time. Like, that's not a show that's binge-worthy. Shout out to Binge Worthy on YouTube. But no, that was not that this competition is not binge worthy like that. It deserves to give it each and every week. And I was talking to my cousin about it because you know, she watches it too, right? And we were thinking that maybe they did it because it would the season ends in the middle of Pride Month. So maybe that's why they did it.
Okay.
And they rushed everything. So, but I mean, who's to say? Hopefully something will, like, maybe there's a back an interview or something by someone that will break that
Yeah.
part down and let us
As to
know
why
why did
we
they
did
drop
that.
3 episodes per week. And y'all ended it so quick because now there's nothing to look forward to. Because if you remember, Legendary usually would co would line up with Pose. So Pose would be either in the middle of the season when Legendary start, or Pose would just be starting, and then Legendary comes on like a couple of weeks after, and they're back to back. So you get Pose one day, and then you get Legendary another, and because Pose is now, you know, they're done, they did their final season last year, there is nothing but Legendary to represent ballroom on TV. Now that Legendary's over, there's nothing for that culture right now to be shown to expand the platform. But shout out to the
Right.
Kiki Houses that did perform on Legendary and kill it though. Like I will say that. And shout out to
Right.
Juicy
Kiki House
Couture because they
was.
are a Kiki house, you know.
Right. I just enjoyed oh, and it's DYU is the other person for the spin through this.
Oh, DYU. What I kept calling them? Dio? Dio. I DYU.
I don't know.
Child. And then who was the other one?
Oh, wait a minute. Okay. Damn it, I thought that's who I was trying to see who it was. I thought that's who I was trying to see who it was. Okay,
No,
shit.
the other one on the other side.
Oh, shit. Okay. Hold on. Hold on.
And I thought I was gonna catch it, but then I wasn't able to catch it. But they did spins and dips and basically you know, spinning, like you know how we used to do as kids with spinning. And then a dip is when they, if y'all have seen them when they be dancing, like they basically land on the back of their leg and their ankle, and it looks like it's breaking, but it ain't actually breaking. And they just go bow and they just land on their back.
Girl,
So,
I don't know how they don't be hurting themselves. It's Linda Yoshi Yamamoto.
Linda. Okay, Linda. All right.
Yeah. Well,
Thank
they
you.
both did a great job. This was the closest one to me. It ended up in a tie, and this is the one that I feel like deserved a tie. Because, baby, they was breaking their motherfucking necks. Okay. And they backs, and they just did their damn thing. Like, as y'all heard me react just now live to DYU do that kickback, it's like I don't know how to explain it, y'all. It's like in a backward motion, just like this kickback going backwards into a dip. I don't know how these everyone these people are so athletic. Oh my gosh, like I couldn't even imagine doing these moves, but I often imagine myself doing these moves.
Okay, so let me okay, so that's that leads to a really great question though. So out of the pick two categories out of the five that you would want to perform in and battle in that you think you would
Oh,
want to do.
me myself. Oh,
Yeah.
oh. Okay, first of all, off top hand performance. Even though that's my third favorite, I'm not very athletic, you know? So, but I could definitely like I don't know, for me, with Vogue, it is like all about that first, you know, hands and arms and stuff first before anything else. So definitely hand performance is something that I would want to perform in. And I would want to do not catwalk, but I would want to do runway. Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
Yeah.
okay. All
I would like
right.
to do it.
So I would Yeah, I definitely do catwalk. And I ain't gonna hold you, yo. I think I would do floor performance.
Okay.
I think I would do floor performance.
We look, y'all, we pick the shit that is that requires the least athleticism. Okay.
Child, I could do a spin, but I ain't doing no dip. I can spin all day. Look, I can spin all day. Call me dreidel, 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 okay? I spin around the block a couple of times, but I ain't finna do no dips, baby.
Ain't no way. Ain't no way. And Doug won't. If I get down there, I might not be able to get back up.
I ain't getting back up. Look, you gonna get a couple of waddles out of me. That's all you gonna get with a duck walk.
That would be the most crushy duck walk ever.
Look, I'm gonna start with a duck walk and end on floor performance anyway. So we might as well just start at the end.
It's a mashup.
Like, I'm just saying. Like, we just gonna merge them together.
Oh my God. And for me, duck walk, baby, like, it'd be like, does somebody got some bubble wrap up in here or something? Because you just want to be here.
Now, you know what? Now, I tell you what, though. You know where I would do spins and dips?
Where? Where?
In a bouncy house? I do it there, though. You know what I'm saying? on top of a hotel bed, because they mattresses be on point. Shout out to the hotel mattresses and stuff.
You'll be careful.
5-star, 4-star hotels. Okay, we thank you for your services.
You know what I'm saying? I do a spin and a dip into a pool. Yeah. I think that'll be the safest place. I'm so serious.
I do a spinning and dip my body in the hot tub because my body gonna be sore after doing all of this work.
Girl, and look, why I keep on, I'm up here laying in the bed, I keep on doing the little dip pose because it's the only way I'd be able to do this shit. I'm like, for real. Ain't no way. I could pose in the dip. Like, I'll probably get down on the ground and get in the dip pose.
What Madea say, I can't drop it like it's hot, but I could drop it like it's warm.
But you know what we could do? Now, I've seen people go into dips when they giving you, like, cunt, you know, and stuff like that. And how they just do it so gracefully, right? Like, they get down on the floor and just gracefully dip. I could do that. Mm-hmm. I could do that. But how they be doing it, honey? Were they jumping all in the air or not? No. No, 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 no.
Oh, you mean you ain't gonna do a lay on me? You ain't gonna give them a 360?
Girl, a 360?
Dip?
Girl.
Yeah.
Girl, when they was doing
oh, you gonna give them a tilt. Oh, you gonna give them a kill. That's what you're
gonna do. I'm not even doing that. I'm gonna give them, I'm gonna be giving very much so I have fallen and I can't get up. Like, no, I'm not. I'm gonna be getting down on the ground very slowly. Get down on the ground very slowly, girl. Knees and hands, right? Okay. Get into the position and then kick my leg up. Kick my leg up in the air. That's my deal. Ain't no other way. I told you in my past life, I knew how to do all of that shit in my past life, okay? But when they was doing their spins and dips in this battle, they was doing all kind of like, I want to call it like break dancing type shit, moves and stuff. I'm like, what the fuck? Mm-hmm. They was spinning on one leg. Like, you know that thing when you, what's it called? When you hit your leg, you jump over your own leg or whatever. I don't know. They was doing a lot of things.
Look, so I didn't understand that move at all. I was like, what are we doing? Oh, wait, did we get there yet? Are we at the battle part?
No, I'm not talking about when you jump over your leg in the battle with Yoichi Yamamoto. I know what you're talking about. And the reason why they was doing that, because remember they had to, it was the hip hopera, right? So they had to mix hip hop.
No, I understood the move, but the move was done sloppily because he almost let his leg go and didn't even make going over his leg.
And then when he was trying to do that, what's that dance? What is that dance called? Shoot. Is that what it's called? The shoot. That when they kick their hand and their arm at the same time.
Oh, child, I don't know what that's called.
Oh, God. You know what I'm talking about, though, right?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about, though. That's the one that old boy did in the battle. Yeah, they were like, oh, now you just getting, House of Light. Oh, now you just dancing to be dancing. I don't even know what you're doing. Yeah.
Right. That was funny as hell. Oh, but, in that performance that they did, that was kind of weird to me. Mm-hmm. It didn't seem rehearsed really well. It didn't kind of flow very well.
No, not at all.
They didn't flow into the next move. So.
Not at all. So, y'all, when we get to the house battles, which was at the beginning of the episode, because we went backwards the way we felt like production should have done the show. Yamamoto went first. Did you catch on that their theme was Hunger Games? Because I didn't catch that.
Girl,
I didn't know what it was until they said it.
First, okay, the only thing that I caught on as far as Hunger Games goes is that they was like, may the odds be in your favor or whatever. I could see some Hunger Games-esque if we're talking about Hunger Games and they're representing the Capitol. But in Hunger Games, it was mostly the movie, right? We were not seeing a lot of Capitol costumes, right? So for me, to make that your focal point, I didn't understand that. I thought y'all was giving us some, 19th century vibe shit. You know what I'm saying? They would have did better off giving us Bridgerton. You feel what I'm saying? If they would have said Bridgerton, I would have understood that better than Hunger Games.
I was confused because I was like, when they first came out, not when the two came out on that the podium or whatever the thing was, but I was like, okay, based on their clothing, okay, what are y'all going to do? Phantom of the Opera? Then I thought Bridgerton or something like that based on the dress design. And that was none of it. It was none of it. And I was confused because if it's supposed to be based on Hunger Games, why are y'all dressed like that? I ain't get it. It didn't hit me on what it was compared to Juicy. When Juicy came out, I knew exactly what it was. There was no question. I knew it. Because it's a cult classic film. How could you not know it and identify with it? But with them, it just seemed a lot of confusion. And then the makeup and prosthetics that they had on, I was like, are you a flower?
I didn't get that.
Are you a butterfly? Are you supposed to morph into something? I don't know what's going on right now. And then did you notice in their performance there was a moment when they had to come together to do the runway walk part that Mother Aoki, she kind of like was at a standstill, like, okay, everybody line up, like they were in class. Right.
It didn't flow.
And I felt like the editing department spliced that so that it could look like it flowed together. And it didn't cut right because I caught that. So I was just like, that didn't hit the way I think they thought it was going to hit. But, whatever.
And part of it was supposed to be like some synchronicity, right? They had to do three moves all in sync or something like that. Right, and isn't that when they did their with those fans or whatever at the beginning? I just I don't feel like it was spaced correctly. The heights were different, so it just didn't look. You got loose short ass,
And then I forgot who they had, but they did not have it like height wise very good. Like this, like I said, the spacing was terrible. So that took away from it. Now, I will say this. I do think that this was one of their best and cleanest performances.
That's what I put. That's what I put. So, and rewatching episode 6 with Twixie on Rave, it reminded me of when they did, because that was Mission Impossible. So that was when they did the mixture of Smooth Criminal with Dick Tracy with Who Framed Roger Rabbit. So that was my favorite performance that they did. So when I look at that performance and how they executed that compared to this, that was second best compared to the one they did in episode 6. So,
I would have to rewatch it. But I think that they did what they could do for a finale performance. I think that there are some houses that would have definitely given us something more exciting, more put together than them. But for them, I think they gave a good, I think that was a finale performance for them.
Now, you know what? I just thought about, you know what would have been dope for an opening performance for that season finale? If they would have brought all the, if they would have had all the houses choreographed their own thing, and then they do a group thing towards the end, spaced out, and use the entire stage the way that Juicy has always used the entire platform,
that would have been lit.
Including the back. That would have been dope.
That would have been a dope way to introduce the show. I think that's what was missing. Like, we didn't have anything headlining these performances.
No, we didn't. Because remember, in seasons 1 and 2, Megan
performed.
Yeah.
Right.
And so, I'm glad they didn't put us through another Kiki performance, but still,
girl, I wouldn't have been able to take it. I would have fast-forwarded right through that shit. Not gonna lie to you.
Yeah, that's true. I would have did that too. Just lackluster. So my notes were like, I didn't understand. It said Hunger Games ? Because I ain't get it till they said it. I wasn't impressed. I do agree with, I think it was Laomi who said that Devo carried the house.
And she said he been carrying y'all.
And he been carrying, and I agree with that. So when it comes to the group performance, he's been carrying them. When it comes to the one-on-one battle, Aoki's been doing it. So between the two of them, that's how they stayed so long in the competition. But had any one of them would have had the kind of luck that Machiavelli would have had this entire season, there's no way they would have been up there next to Juicy.
No, they shouldn't have. They shouldn't have. And then there really wasn't, I mean, besides Revlon, right? Is there another house that could have been up there with Juicy Couture? You've always said since the beginning, though, that Yamamoto is like number 3.
Yeah. Yeah. Because look at the rest of the competition.
Yeah, the rest of the competition was, and that just brings me back to the earlier point. As far as the competition, it just seemed like they could not find anyone to come on this, you know, show. I think the house of Ada, because you know how everybody kind of gets better as time goes on with the critiques and different things like that coming back. I feel like if House of Ada would have had more weeks, I think they could have been something.
That's fair. Because to be honest, I didn't want them to go. And House of Ada, for y'all who don't know, House of Ada is another Kiki house. They're from Oregon. They're from Portland, Oregon in the Pacific Northwest. Mm-hmm. And so their house is new, if I'm not mistaken. But I think that they definitely would have been able to get better as they went along, had given the opportunity. But Machiavelli was such the whack house and just took over that part. And then Light was horrible.
Right. Alpha Omega.
Oh, Alpha Omega. That was our third house. It was Juicy, Revlon, and Alpha Omega. And then I liked Yamamoto. That's what it was.
Alpha Omega, I feel like started relying more on their technical training, like their because they're trained dancers too. They got a lot of trained dancers. I felt like they started leaning more on that than on ballroom.
Yeah.
I feel like they panicked.
They were struggling to find a balance. Yeah. They were.
Yeah. So I don't know, but Yamamoto, like, they gave their finale performance. I didn't hate it. I thought they did a good job. I thought that it was one of, like I said, you know, you said episode 6, you like their smooth criminal performance. I like that performance too. And I, like I said, I would have to rewatch it. So for me, I guess it would be, those would be their top two. So at least, if anything, it's one of their top two performances at the finale. So I give them that. And I will give them points for improvement. And then getting a little bit more confidence. Although, Luce, her confidence seemed a little bit, her energy and her confidence seemed a little low for the finale.
Because I felt like Luce was trying to redeem herself.
Yeah.
I felt like Luce was trying to redeem herself on stage because she lost to Juicy. You know what I mean? And the critique she got last week. Because look at what she came out in. I was just like, so the way she was dressed, I thought it was supposed to go along with maybe there's an extra performance somewhere that they haven't announced yet. That's why they're dressed like that. You know what I mean? Because then it would have made sense. But given the fact that you were doing hand performance, why were your arms and your arms and your torso and your fingers not enhanced with something for us to focus on your hands? Instead, what you got everybody looking at is your booty sticking up.
She always goes back to sex.
And I was just like, okay, well, what are we doing? It's not to say it couldn't have gone along with the outfit, even if she still wanted to wear something that's going to accentuate what you're doing in the performance. Like, learn from Juicy Couture. Did you not learn anything? You lost to them.
Girl.
Learn something.
They think about everything. And Luce was very much giving me goddamn Lara Croft Tomb Raider. Like, that is what she was dressed like.
The cheap version.
And I'm like, what the fuck is going on? Like, what does she have on? And like you said, her arms and her hands were bare. How are we supposed to have our attention drawn to your arms and your hands? These bare, you know, nothing on them, just your skin. And
because Juicy wasn't like that.
Even when they did their hand performance as a group, they were so methodical in the thought of their gloves that they had on and how they were different colors. So you're giving us like different things to kind of look at, you know, every time y'all did a move here and it switched colors, the glove, you know, on this side, it's a different color. And she had on gloves. Kamaya had on gloves this time too. Them nice, beautiful. Oh, first of all, she just looked beautiful. Can we just get into the look, honey? She looked gorgeous. Gorgeous. Mm-hmm. And it just did not compare. So I like Luce. Oh my God. Luce, I'm gonna need you to kind of step it up. She fell flat for me. Even though I do think Luce was robbed in the, when they did that shade oh, in the shade, right?
Yeah.
Hide in the shade. She did get robbed, but you got to come back. Like, honey, you got to shake that off and just come on back. You know?
Yeah, wait a minute. So, what we didn't share with y'all, though, was when Kamaya flipped her off at the end of the hand performance, Luz's face, she was perturbed. She was bothered. Yeah. He was bothered because it was almost like, oh, they done did it again. But off fair exchange, I mean, fair exchange, no robbery, because your mama of your house do that to other people.
Other
So
people.
just saying, don't get mad now. I mean, you are in the final two. So why you got such a scowl on your face as you performing? You supposed to give face, not have a face.
Right.
Yeah.
But like it was I don't even remember, like I said, nothing Luce did. All I know is she was looking like Tomb Raider. And I wasn't feeling that at all. At all.
Yeah. Okay, so Yamamoto, you know how we've been giving all of them points each week. So what would you give them from 1 to 10?
They were giving 9 for me.
Oh, you're generous today.
I think they stepped up their production quality in that performance. That's why.
Ah, okay. I gave them an 8. Yeah.
Oh.
And yeah, I gave them an 8. And part of that 8 comes from in one of those, like two of the dresses that they had, the white one, that kind of looked like it was a coat, but not a coat, or like it was a half dress. And then what Mother Aoki had, the one she had on
You know what?
with the what I don't know what that thing is that goes
On her
around their
face. I
waist to make
changed my
them look.
score. I forgot about that. I gotta take another point off. I gotta go ahead and do an 8 because I forgot about I didn't
That
include
thing on her
fashion. I was
face?
just talking about the yeah. I
Oh,
wasn't
yeah.
including costumes and that. I was just saying like their overall performance. But yeah, I have to take a point off for their costumes because it didn't go. And Luce's costume looked cheap. Like
It did.
I don't. She looked like a handmaid. Like was she supposed to be a hand? I don't know. I don't get it.
Yeah, their performance was confusing a little bit. You know what would have been a good one for them, for a hip hopera?
What's that?
And this is especially because they wanted to put all that gunk and stuff and all that prosthetics on with them. They should have did like the Wizard of Oz or something. That would have been cute.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
Somebody
that
could
would
have
have been
had on
cute.
some ruby red slippers. Somebody be the Tin Man, the lion, the wizard. Like the mama could be the wizard. You know what I'm saying? Like she was the teacher last time when they did
She
the
could have been the
recess thing.
lion.
You know what? You fouled for that. You
Her
wrong for
face is
that.
shaped. She got her face is shaped for it.
You know what? You wrong for that. That's just as shady as what I said the other week when I said, remember
Girl,
Saul.
you said it more. That was more shady, girl. That wasn't even close. Okay? You called that lady a horror movie. Okay? Let's not try to call her a nice little lion, you know? You talking about some sauce. Oh, God. Okay. Juicy Couture and their performance. What did you think?
I mean, what more could we say? I mean, they've been the superior house not once, not twice, not three times, not four times, but five times.
Five
Five times.
goddamn times.
Five
Five
times
times.
they've been the
Out
superior
of
house.
nine. 5 out of 9.
5 out of 9. And the only other house won it four times. So there's the math.
No, they won it three. They won it three because
Oh,
remember
three. That's
Yoshi
right, because
Yamamoto,
Yamamoto won
they
the
won, but
first
they didn't get the
week.
trophy. Right.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. That's right. Because she was all, they were all perturbed about that when Revlon said what they said. That's right.
They said
And
Revlon said that he said what he said. Like, no, I said whoever we the only two that ever touched the Superior House trophy, and that was facts.
Shout out to Latama. Stayed in France. Stayed.
Oh, right. Because you know he loved the drama. He always said, I want to see a battle. They let them fight. Let them fight. This is ballroom.
I want to see them fight. I love the drama. Give me that. You know, I like the way Law says it better than the way Kiki said. The way Kiki says it just sounds just uneventful. No shade, You know what I'm saying? Because Kiki is funny. And maybe that, you know what? I think that's what I was looking for out of Kiki. Because Meg was had her little comical moments when she would be critiquing or getting excited about the performances in front of her. And I think I thought I was going to get that with Kiki. Like, she was going to have these comedic timing one-liners or something like that. And that's not mm-hmm. what she was giving. So I think maybe that's what missed the mark for me with Kiki.
Yeah, Kiki was just given, like I said, more like a seriousness. Meg gave us what we would expect from Meg, right? Hot girl shit, you know what I'm saying? Like, that whole thing. Like, Meg wasn't yeah. very graceful. You know what I'm saying? Like, she wasn't graceful. You know, she was like a hood right. rapper girl. You feel what I'm saying? Hood sexy rapper girl. And that's what she gave us.
And that's what she gave us.
I thought Kiki was going to give us drama because she is so funny and she is so, like, with the improv and stuff like that. So I really thought that she would bring more fun. And she was just very serious. I ain't like it.
Right. Yeah. That part. And so, and that's, I mean, so going back to Juicy and their performance, we really can't say too much. The notes that I have is I immediately knew what their theme was based on how they all came out in nun habits, okay? Mm-hmm. And the way that they all came out, and then when they had the Mother Superior came out. Now, this is the beauty of Juicy Couture. Not only did they just do Sister Act, the first one, they actually merged Sister Act 2 as well. So they merged yes. both of them. So yes, if y'all baby. Seen... And so this is what I'm... And this is how you can tell they merged it, because they all came out in the first one. It was all about the nuns and Sister Mary Clarence getting acclimated with being at the church and being, you know, being a fake nun, right? So she's always with them. But then in Sister Act 2, when she's the nun, right, and she's working with the kids and they performed at the very end with the grand finale scene, then you have her saying to the kids, you know what, y'all just gonna come as you are, take off your robes. And that's what happens. And that's what Father Day-Day does and tells his kids to take off. You gonna come as you are. And they killed the rest of the performance. So not only did they give us Sister Act 1 and Sister Act 2, you already knew what they was giving when they first came out. That already beats Yamamoto, because I was confused.
Uh-huh.
So I was like, what are you doing? The precision was on point, especially in the feet at the beginning when they were still in the nuns' habits, and they were kicking their legs up and they all had on heels. When precision on time, unison, it gave all of that. And I ain't gonna hold you, it kind of made me want to dance. Like, I want to get up there and do what y'all doing. Like, you know, that's what it made me feel like. Like, oh, let's party now. The party done started. Let's go.
Yeah, I do like how they merged both of the stories. I mean, both of the movies together. Mm-hmm. It was beautiful. And like Laomi, was it Laomi? I forgot who told them, like, y'all are not only just performing, but y'all are telling a story, right? As far as ballroom and the community, you know? I felt it. I felt the message through and through. And they were great as always. Like, there's not too much more that we can say about them. We've given so many accolades for them throughout this season, and nothing changed. They didn't, like I said, it seemed like they were a little bit tired, but they still gave everything that they've been given. I don't feel like they slacked up on giving us production quality. They still very much did that. They still very much so gave us fashion. They gave it all to us, and it was wonderful. I enjoyed it, and I think that they deserve to win. But can we get into how they won?
So, in the end of the battles, right, the they won for their houses. Yamamoto I think it was 20 points Yamamoto, and Juicy had 15.
No. Juicy had 20. Yamamoto had 15.
Oh, okay. So flip. Yeah. Okay. So flip, right? Because they had the two ties, and each house won 5 points, which
is Yamamoto won one. Right. Mm-hmm. Yamamoto won duck walk. So that gave them 15. And then Juicy Couture won the first two, hand and catwalk.
Right. And then by the time they made the announcements and everything like that, of course Juicy won, but they won by 10 points. You know how close that is?
You guys. 10 points. Which I'm like, okay. So that made me think about, because I had to, you know, deduct and see how much Yamamoto got. So Yamamoto got 50, right? That means that they got 35 points altogether. Okay. So that means somebody would have had to give them, what would they have to have gotten to get 35?
You want me to do math on the spot?
Yeah, because I did it, and I don't know why I don't, because I definitely did the damn math. Okay, so out of four, that means 5 points. So that means they had to have gotten like two nines and two eights, or two, three nines and an eight. Is that what it is? 3 times 9 is 27. Plus 8, that would be 36. So maybe they got, I don't know, y'all. I don't know. Okay. But
it shouldn't have been that close.
And I feel like had those not been ties, okay? Because all it would have taken was for two of those not to be ties, for them to have been, it would have been tied at the end. Or no, it wouldn't have been two of those. Yeah, it would have been tied. Two of them to not been ties, which I just felt like was way too close, and it was disrespectful. There should be no way that it should have been that close between them.
Mm-hmm. I agree. It shouldn't have. Cause hands down, Juicy had it in the bag. The judges kept saying it throughout the season. Like, why are we still here? Let's just give them the money. Like, can we all just go home? They are the superior house. So they tested it, tried and true. They won. They are the superior house. They also won $100,000. So shout out to that. They got bragging rights for their house. What I'm hoping and looking forward to is when they do come back with season 4, if there's a season 4, that they will open up, be in the opening scene, and not with Kiki those performing. So, although it would be kind of funny, Kiki with a Kiki house. I'm just...
Yeah, I think Mark, Kiki house. I'm gonna say this. I seen Naomi went live yesterday, right? And on Instagram. And you know, people were obviously saying stuff about Legendary, and she just was like, this ain't nothing to do with Legendary. Legendary is over. That took me aback a little bit. Just because it's like, Naomi, you do understand that it just wrapped up for us, right? Like the other day. So to not think that people are going to come on your live and say anything about Legendary makes me feel like, is there something going on? Is it not going to be, you know what I'm saying? A season 2? Like, it just seemed like an odd comment for a show that just for us wrapped up, because this was yesterday. So it had only wrapped up 2 days prior. We had just seen the finale 2 days prior. And to not even want to acknowledge it, and you're basically telling people, hey, don't come on here with that Legendary shit. You know, Legendary's over. That seemed odd to me. It did. Especially if you want another season of Legendary to happen. Right? Yeah. So I don't know. I don't know if there will be another one. I hope so. But okay. In all honesty, to you, did this season give you "We're coming back for another season"?
No. This season gave me "We just got to finish out the contract and get this over with. So here you go."
Right.
That's what right. it gave.
And I felt like that
this second week when they dropped the next three. And I tell you why. Because Netflix and Amazon Prime and even Paramount Plus, what they have done this year with seasons is they drop like a few episodes the first day on the premiere, right?
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
then they give you one episode after that. So like when the offer came out on Paramount Plus, they dropped three episodes. When The Boys came out on Amazon Prime, they dropped three episodes. On Netflix, when Money Heist and Ozark came out, they gave us five episodes, made us wait, and then gave us the other half. So either way, it was something. But when you're talking about a competition, why yeah. are you making us binge this every week and then you're giving us nothing in the final episode? So it's not like y'all nothing. Ain't got the money. It's not like y'all didn't got the money because your stage design and light proof, your lighting, your background, oh, your screens,
they spent money this season.
Your judges are flawed this season. If you shout out to Dr. Notorious RMG, aka Confunction, here on Stereo, because I went into her room on Raven. She was watching season one. So as I'm watching season one with her, I'm looking, and of course I'm thinking of the comparison of what the judges look like now compared to what they look like first season.
Especially Naomi, honey. I told you she was giving me. They was giving me like extended budget this year, honey. Like and then everybody had on Dolce and Gabbana at the end, baby.
Oh my god. I mean it was I got more questions than I do answers, and I'm not as satisfied as I have been in the last two seasons. So that's a little bit unfortunate as a viewer and a supporter of the community and wanting to see more of what they know how to do and how they know how to give and perform. So I just felt like as a viewer, I didn't get what I could have got based on what y'all gave me 2 years ago for the last 2 years. Even during the pandemic, they gave more. Because remember in season two, half of the season didn't have an audience because we were isolated. So there was nothing. So it's kind of like, and I felt like that was a harder season because you don't have the energy of the crowd rooting you on. You're literally just in front of the judges and that's it, you know? So I just thought it could have been a little bit more. So, but yeah. But that's where it's at with it. And they still carried through the pandemic.
You want to play? Oh yeah, you got rid of those.
Nope.
Okay, play those.
Mm-hmm.
I got rid of.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you got rid of all.
They ain't here.
You know what? She a man hater. She a man hater though. That one. Okay, because she was up in that room. I don't know if y'all. Oh, you know what? Never mind.
I'm gonna call you after.
Talk about that. Right. Okay. So hopefully, I don't know if there's something else to watch. If there's something else to watch that you kind of want to do these things on, I'm totally down for it. Again, okay. I wish Legendary would have been a week-to-week thing because that would have been...
Yeah, that would have been a lot more fun. Because we could have really dissected that. You know what I mean? I went on Twitter. I think I sent you at least one of the tweets that I thought was funny. But if you guys want to be entertained though, I will advise go to Twitter and type in Legendary, or if you do the hashtag Legendary HBO Max, and just read the tweets and see what the gifts, like what people are using as gifts and images is there with their reactions. And it's hilarious. I ain't gonna hold you. It's very comical. It's almost better than what we saw at the last half of the finale. I ain't gonna hold you. Yeah, it's funny.
I think I'm gonna go and rewatch all the seasons.
Do you want to do that?
We can, like, go through and watch all the seasons and compare each season, because there was no legendary show, you know, when the other two was out. Nobody did nothing on stereo about that. So we just kind of jumped in at season three.
Oh, true story. Yeah, I don't remember anybody talking about legendary.
No.
I would have been all in that.
Hey, Shaquisha! I'm sorry, she's so beautiful. If anybody follows Shaquisha on Instagram, that is one beautiful girl, and I just love her. Sorry.
Hey, Shaquisha, nice to meet you. So that's it. Look, see how lackluster that was, y'all. It's a wrap. Yeah. That's it for season three.
And hopefully we'll see another season. I need somebody, I need somebody Hulu password, because, is it Hulu? I did not get to watch the last season, the final series, the series finales of Pose, because they took it off of Netflix. So that's what pissed me off too, because you know they took it off of Netflix for that last season.
Really?
Yes. So when I was wanting to watch it for that last season, baby, I couldn't. No, you're fine. I couldn't watch it for the last season because they took it off of Netflix. And I'm like, why would you take it off of Netflix on the last season? Like, that doesn't make no sense. Went to go try to watch it. You can't even, like, it just, I was like, wow. Pissed off.
That part.
So I know what happened, right? Like, I know ultimately who passed away or whatever, but I still want to watch it. I still want to watch it.
Oh yeah, it's on Hulu. It's only on Hulu.
Because on YouTube you can only get like clips. They only have like clips
of it.
Yeah. So I gotta talk to Gigi because she said she gonna give me her Hulu code. I told her yesterday. Just so I can watch that. And then we could probably do a talk about that too. And then I look like I'm going to probably have to be signing up for goddamn Stars here, because.
So you can watch
P-Valley. I gotta watch it. Girl, you know I gotta watch that. Yes, P-Valley.
Okay. So well, I'm finna call you after this so we keep going like discuss that, because I gotta watch P-Valley too. RJ wants me to watch P-Valley. A couple of other people that mentioned it, because of course they want to talk about
P-Valley?
It. So. Nah, I haven't. And my cousin be getting on my case. I know. Don't.
OMG. I cannot believe you ain't never watched P-Valley.
No, and Miss Cheesecake, because I was on live with Miss Cheesecake and Hennessy and Mio, and they were talking about it. And so then they told me to look up Uncle Clifford, because the day that I came, I was on stereo trying to be incognito with my do-rag on and stuff. And y'all
and
was
I told
on me.
You you was looking like Uncle Clifford, and I sent
Uncle
you the picture.
Clifford. Yeah. Right, and so they had me do that too. So then I think it was RJ. It was either RJ or Miss Cheesecake was like, "Well, if you like Legendary, go look up Uncle Clifford to see what he be wearing." And so when I looked on the images on Google, I was like, "Oh, we serving, yeah. serving." Oh, yeah. Okay, I'm here for that. Yeah. So you know what I mean. Like, so I need something to feel like that type of action void, because Claws is no longer on air, Pose is no longer on air, Legendary's season is already over. There ain't nothing that is, like fun, but yet also deep, with emotion and thought-provoking storytelling to watch right now.
I feel like it's an attack on the LGBTQ community as far as that entertainment goes. Like, y'all shutting down a lot of things and, like, ballroom and stuff like that. And why? I don't understand, you know? But we'll see.
It's entertaining. My thing is this. For anybody who don't understand ballroom, never seen ballroom, never went to see it, Googled it, looked at videos, whatever that went viral, whatever the case is. If you used to ever watch Soul Train.
Exactly.
If you used to ever watch Soul Train, then you can watch ballroom.
It's about entertainment, baby.
Entertainment, athleticism, choreography, creativity, individualism,
innovation.
For those who are like sports fanatics, it's a sport because it's a competition. Who's better than the next one? Whose house is better? Can the house work as a team and as a unit to execute the choreography and beat the other house? Are the costume designs better than the other one? Are they serving the category that they are that they volunteered to participate in? I'm just saying, it's a lot of things across the board if you take out the fact of their, you know, what they do behind closed doors, which ain't none of our business anyway. So, you know what I mean? I don't know. I'm here for it. So, but yeah, that's it, y'all. That's Legendary season 3 finale. DMZ binge rewind. Yeah, and then we finish skedaddle because I gotta go. Oh Lord!
And see, that's crazy because I was excited in the mug, but I don't know, man. E. Reed be sprinkling this stuff on me, and then I just get invested, man. So now I gotta go back and watch it. So, E. Reed, you do this to me all the time.
Look, wait. I got RJ into it, and Cousin Notorious RMG into it, to where they looking at old seasons.
I'm telling you.
It's entertaining. And I recorded my cousin's husband and her kids, her two boys, and listening to the commentary, like, of straight men watching this show is hilarious. Cause then you really just focus on the competition. How was the choreography? Did they do that? What are they doing? Why are you voting like that? Oh, why you give it to that house? Oh, it was hilarious. Oh my God, I'm so glad I took video. It was funny. So yeah, just saying.
Period. Donatella, Ella. Hey, E. Reed. Thank you so much. Until I know you're beautiful. You're pretty. Period. Thank you.
I love her. She's so freaking cute. And she be on this thing trolling. And that's funny as heck to me.
Oh my God, I watched the second episode of P-Valley today. Oh, they making me mad. Because why y'all putting out one episode per week for?
Oh, well, they should have switched with Legendary then.
That's not supposed to go, but that's cool because by the time I get a hold of it, it'll be at least 3-4 episodes that I could binge watch. So I'm with you. Okay, yeah, I'm sorry because I'm getting ready to head back out to the suburbs. Leaving Steve, putting my stuff in the car. Okay, I'm going on mute. And then you can say her final words.
Well, y'all, that was it for season 3. Legendary on HBO Max. Again, that is on HBO Max. It's not on HBO. That's the HBO Max original. There are 3 seasons already, so they don't run together. It's a competition. There's a new house that is crowned the Legendary House every season, so it don't matter which one you start with, but if you want to go from exciting to Okay, we just here. Start with season one. Start with season one. It's more raw and I feel like more authentic because they had no idea what they were signing up for. So yeah. But other than that, man, congratulations to Juicy Couture. They earned it. They deserved it. They were consistent the whole way through. They were a top house the whole way through, 5-time superior house. And yeah, like, it's really say less when it comes to them because actions spoke way louder than any words that could be said about them.
And period. And whenever I
agree with Law when Law said that's a house I would pay to go watch.
That literally was what I was about to say when I told you not go ahead. Is I was gonna say whenever, if I ever see them live in concert or anywhere, I'm baby, going. You better believe I'm getting tickets.
Okay? I'm going.
I'm getting.
I'm going. I'm so I'm going. I hope. I kind of hope they do like a little tour or something. You know what? I'm finna. That's probably gonna sound real cliche if I ask Macy Marks to do to
if and she, are you following them on Instagram?
Not that house. I'm about to because I want to follow all the houses because I followed House of West from season one. I followed
Juicy Couture on Instagram. So because I want to know if they're gonna be having anything, you know, I wanna try to be a part of it. Ooh, I wonder if I could try to reach out. I don't know how I would make that happen. I'm gonna try to figure out somebody's emails and stuff and see if we can get them to download the app and interview. You never know. It's worth a shot.
That's true. The worst they can say is no. The worst they can say is no, so I'm here for that. But yeah, hold on, I'm gonna play this message and then you say yo goodbyes and everything, and then we gonna get up out of here.
Hello, E. Reed.
RJ.
Hey, Queen Donatella. You know what? Cause E. Reed, I left you a message about the boys. I just watched that latest episode. You know what? I'm finna just go and watch some Legendary now. That's what I'm about to do because I need to watch something fun because my fucking head hurts.
Try to do it.
But let me know when you see that. I left a voice message because I asked you a question about the show. Well, about, you know, the show. Yeah.
Yeah. I got you. And I totally understand. I totally get it. That's what happened with me the other night. Like after watching the episode of The Boys, I had to watch Dodgeball. I had to watch something funny. I couldn't. It was too much going on. So yes, watch Legendary now. Go watch Legendary. The last episode already is on. It came out on Thursday. So yeah, it's only 40 minutes though. It's only 40 minutes. Really not even 40 minutes. Not with the intro and the outro. But, yeah.
Not a fact. Your okay, turn. Y'all. I had fun with Legendary. It was a good time. If you guys will try to do something else, there's a lot of different things. You know, E-Reed is always doing Binge and Rewind. There's some things that I watch. There's some things that I watch just based off of that. Maybe we can do something on something. I don't know.
Yeah.
I do want to start that. I forgot what it's called, but it's with Julia Roberts. It's a thing on Netflix with Julia Roberts. What the fuck is that thing called? I'll figure out. But it looked good. It looked good. Gaslit or something like that. I think it's what it's called.
Oh, nah. That ain't on Netflix, Ma. That's on Showtime?
Oh, HBO.
HBO? Oh,
I think it's on HBO Max. It's on one thing that I know I have it. So I think it is HBO. Because whatever it is, I have it. It's not on one of the streaming services that I don't have.
It's on Stars.
Oh, so it's on one of the streaming services that I don't fucking
yeah.
have.
It's on Stars. But if the person has Hulu or Amazon Prime, but they have Stars through Hulu or Amazon Prime, you could watch it that way.
Now I got Amazon Prime, but I don't have Stars on Amazon Prime.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Do anybody know when that Lord of the Rings series is coming out on Amazon Prime? I'm looking forward to that.
I thought that was coming out at the end of this month.
June?
I thought so.
I don't know, but I'm definitely want to watch that. Cause
hold on. It's supposed to
let's see.
I'm looking now.
What is it called?
Oh, The Lord of the Rings, The Rings of Power.
Yeah. When does that start?
Girl, that thing don't come out until September 2nd.
Oh my God, are we serious?
Yep. I could have sworn they made the announcement for it to come out during the summer. Not September. But it would make sense. But it would make sense, I think, for them to have it come out in September, because I think Game of Thrones comes out in August, or is that December? The House of Dragons. And I can see Amazon wanting to compete with that.
Because I could have sworn it was supposed to be coming out sooner. Man.
Oh yeah, so the first episode release date for House of Dragon is supposed to be August 21st. So okay, they gonna compete. They gonna compete with that, which is kind of smart, but still, it's a lot.
It's a lot. Okay, we'll figure out something, because this is gonna be a lot coming out then. Because I got the damn Crown coming out later on this season. I don't know if nobody watched that, but I love that. And that is on Netflix. And it's just a lot of different things, you guys. So we'll be back with stuff. Y'all see us up here with something.
That part. So we appreciate y'all rocking out with us. This latest episode will be uploaded to Anchor, and then will be available on published on Spotify. So if y'all got Spotify, y'all could just follow Binge and Rewind. It's on there. But yeah, that's all we got. Any last words? You want to tell the people?
No, I'm sleepy and tomorrow's Monday and I ain't ready for it.
Alright, so love yourself more than you did yesterday, even more so tomorrow. What you going to call you? Okay.
Yeah, because I'm getting all my stuff so I can leave.
Okay, that works. I got some stuff we got to do in between then. All right. We're going to talk to y'all later. Have a good one. Enjoy your weekend, and we'll see y'all next time. Bye.